for his handling of the border.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A handful of GOP lawmakers refusing to fall in line, saying the party provided no evidence of an impeachable offense.
The House is expected to bring it up again, but it's not clear when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders, briefing them on Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to file an appeal with the Supreme Court following that appeals court panel rejection of Trump's claims that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken in the White House. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two Republican-backed bills would stop paychecks for state executives holding over in their positions in an effort to keep them accountable. According to a bill analysis, there have been times in Wisconsin's history where the state's appointing authority, or Senate, failed to formally appoint someone to an executive position after an incumbent's term ended. In most cases, the incumbent leaves and creates a vacancy, but if they don't, they're deemed a lawful holdover. An assisted living center is working to make seniors in the Baraboo community smile on Valentine's Day. At Our House Senior Living, people are invited to adopt a grandparent to spread the love to seniors and to a local bakery, Nito's Bake Shop. The bakery will be delivering cookies to the seniors as part of the holiday fun. Our House Residents Director Beth Wolf says the initiative is to help the residents beat the winter blues. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It's going to be mostly cloudy, but it's also going to be warm today. Our high 50 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, scattered off and on light rain with a high of 55. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 46. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Hey, we already made it halfway through another work week. That's some good news because it means we're just a couple of days away from the weekend. Aerosmith now, Walk This Way.
She was doing what she told me how to walk this way. She's 90s, and more.
Ninety-nine Max FM.
West End Girls, there's the Pet Shop Boys. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
Doing well, Maddie. I'm not exactly sure why it is, but every week when we get to Wednesday, I just kind of, thank goodness we got. And here's the thing. It's not like I hate my job. Why am I so excited? But, you know, it's just because we're so closer to the weekend.
I know. We love good weekends, right? Yeah, weekends are the best. Unless you're super, super busy, in which case they're just not very fun. But, you know, you do what you have to do, I guess, as an adult. It's going to be a really busy next few weeks around here. Corey and I were doing a little planning when he got home last night. So not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, we're going to actually be in the Twin Cities. It's not only Dexter's coming up on on Dexter's 17th birthday, but then we're going to go out to dinner with some really great friends. So we're going to spend the weekend in the Twin Cities, which is one of Dexter's absolute favorite places to be. Rented the Airbnb last night, which means Aspie gets to go on a little adventure with us too. Cool. And I'm very excited because if you know anything about the Twin Cities, we're going to be staying in the Lake Nokomis area. Love that area of the Twin Cities. So hopefully the weather's super nice because there's lots of cool trails. There's lots of cool little shops. There's some coffee houses. There's some bakeries. So you can do a whole lot of walking over there. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that the weather is absolutely gorgeous while we're there. Of course, it'll probably be cold, like 20 degrees and a little snowy because that's usually how my luck goes. But we're going to hope for the best. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. And then Corey's got a bunch of big trips coming up in the next few weeks. He's going to be going to Burbank, California here the week of Dexter's birthday. He's got some training to do on some of the new radio systems that they're starting to install for the Civic Network, and he wants to know more about it and some of the new features. So he's going to go train specifically in the facility, which is really, really cool. And then, of course, if you're a big electronics nerd, then the NAB is coming up in Las Vegas in a few weeks as well. And my husband, for the first time in his life, gets to go to the NAB. He is awesome. Very, very excited. Very excited for that. So he's going to spend a few days in Vegas on his own. Now, my husband has never been to Vegas at all. And mostly because I think of the heat. He's not a hot person at all. He doesn't love the heat, and he doesn't really love big crowds. So the NAB might be a whole new experience for him. I think he's going to be geeking out over all of the really cool stuff that they're going to be exhibiting, though. So the crowds and the noise and all of that probably aren't going to bother him too much. But he is very, very excited. Yes. It's what you got to do when you take him into somewhere where there's a lot of people. You got to make sure that there's something fun or that he's really going to enjoy, because it's kind of like a kid, you know, like here, take your toy. Everything's fine. So yeah, he's got a lot of cool stuff planned. He's got more cool stuff planned than I have planned, but at least I get to go to the Twin Cities. It's like the little bone he throws me every now and then, but it should be a good time over the next few weeks. That's a lot of travel for us. We don't usually leave Goose Poop Pond very often, let me tell you. So the fact that we just did this Dallas thing last weekend, we've got the Minneapolis trip coming up, and then he's got a couple of flights. Yeah, well, this is way out of our norm. We're kind of homebody type people. I mean, we like to go have adventures, but we also like to come right back home that night so we can sleep in our own beds. So this is very new for us to have this many adventures, let me tell you.
It's all right to move outside of your comfort zone once in a while.
Yeah, you know, then you appreciate, you know, the way you normally do things a little bit more, right? You kind of get stuck in a rut, and then all of a sudden you start doing these really cool things. You get to go to these really cool places, and then you start appreciating the things that you have and the routine that you have just a little bit more. So Should be super, super fun. We're very excited. But yeah, it's a lot of traveling for us. And of course, I love that we're going to Minneapolis because my baby gets to have a little adventure too. Not the kid, the dog, because that's how I refer to her, by the way. She is technically my baby. Anything fun and exciting in your world? Did you do anything yesterday?
Ooh, the nonstop thrills of cleaning out the garage. That was riveting there. But, you know, I got some work done because there'd been a lot of stuff that was left in boxes after the move. And you can tell, because I talk about that frequently, that that's just going to be an ongoing adventure that's going to last until the end of all time. So, we did that. Phoenix had a doctor's appointment, had to have some blood drawn because he's had some weird things going on lately. Oh, so we took care of that, and then we went out to dinner last night, had a nice meal out, and then I started watching the We Are the World documentary on Netflix. So I've got about 20 minutes left on it, but wow, you know, here's the thing, what's kind of interesting watching this documentary is seeing all of these celebrities all together in one room. Okay. Right. And you've got such an eclectic group of people, you know. Sure. I mean, you've got Springsteen, but then you've got Kenny Rogers. You've got Paul Simon, but yet you've got Sheila E. You know, I mean,
yes.
Stevie Wonder and James Ingram and Al Jarreau and Kenny Loggins. And I mean, the room was just jam packed.
Yep.
And when you feel, when you watch the documentary, you can actually feel the night getting longer because they rolled into the studio late at night.
Yep.
And they didn't finish until early in the morning. I mean, like, 6 o'clock,
right.
7 o'clock.
They worked
in the morning.
All night long,
yeah,
on that
they worked
one.
All night long, and there were lights up so that they could film the session,
sure.
And everything. So it was getting warm in there. People were getting a little testy.
You've already got some big personalities in that room as well, right?
Well, and that's the thing I was going to mention is so Quincy Jones, when they started the session, he put a note up on the door to the recording studio that said, check your egos at the door. Well, maybe that worked out better for some than others, because
sure.
you can still tell that with those type of A-list celebrities,
yeah.
in the room, there's still a lot of ego going on in there.
Right.
And it's just kind of fascinating to watch, you know? I mean, so there's a point where Stevie Wonder wanted everybody to sing a line or a verse or something in Swahili. Okay.
Okay.
Well, not everybody's familiar with that language.
Right.
And Waylon Jennings, who was there for the sessions, he's like, nope, good old boys don't know Swahili. And he just walks out. He leaves, you know? And so you
I
can
guess
tell.
You don't need to I be mean, a part of the rest
yeah,
of it then, do
I mean,
you, Waylon?
But it's kind of, it's a fascinating...
Was there a reason, and maybe I should know this, was there a reason why they did it so late at night into the morning hours? Was there something, was some specific reason why they chose to do it like that instead of in the middle of the day when everybody was fresh?
I believe because Lionel was hosting the American Music Awards that year, and all of the celebrities, and I think they were just, it was the one time when they could get everybody together, but I
sure.
think it followed right after the American
okay.
Music Awards.
That's what I thought, so, but I was yeah. like, I better check my facts here yeah. and ask the question for somebody who's seen the documentary.
Yeah.
You got to think, though, that between being tired, all of the, you know, basically festivities of the AMAs and all of that kind of stuff, not only do you get ego, but then you get people who don't handle tiredness well, lack of food
right.
well. Like, there's just a lot of things going on in that room. And again, I mean, most of these people were very successful in their own right. They didn't really need one another to be famous or to be successful. They were just trying to do some good. So I bet you it was fascinating to see them all come together
yeah,
in one place.
And you know, there's a really interesting part, which is where Bob Dylan really doesn't know how to sing. Okay.
No, we know
so
this.
So you have an icon. I mean, I know we use that word too much, but you have an icon that's in the studio. And then you've got Steve Perry. I mean,
sure.
you have Steve Perry, you know, and so Steve Perry sings his line beautifully, of course.
Right.
With a voice that really no one else possesses. Okay.
Right.
And then it gets to Bob Dylan's part, and he's absolutely clueless. He's like a scared little mouse. He doesn't even know what to,
Bob
I mean, he has
Dylan.
To work on his line with Stevie Wonder, who Stevie Wonder has to do a Bob Dylan impersonation so that Bob Dylan knows how to do Bob Dylan. I
right?
mean, it's, and the other thing that's fun to watch is just the fashions of the
80s. Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes, the big hair, the shoulder
big
pads.
Hair and the fashions. It's just, it's hilarious. Hilarious.
I mean, I'm sure there was like a lack of being able to stand side by side because there were shoulder
right.
pads that were bigger than
that's
what football
huge.
Players wear,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure there was
Kim
that
Carnes
issue too.
I think was pretty much all shoulder pads, but
oh, my
I
gosh.
Did come out. I did come out with a newfound respect for Huey Lewis, who,
okay.
you know, I've always been good with Huey Lewis.
Sure.
But watching the documentary, I think I respect him even a little bit more now,
But, I love Huey Lewis. He was always a good dude. It's funny because Dexter, a couple years ago for drums, played a Huey Lewis song. It was a song we play here on Max FM. He loved it. And so he took it to Nathan, his drum teacher. Turns out that Nathan, who's kind of a rock dude, right? Like he's played in rock bands and he can play multiple instruments, but he's been the drummer for multiple, I don't want to say metal bands, but they're a rock band. Yeah, they're a harder rock band. He got so excited. He's like, I love Huey Lewis. I have every album they ever recorded, including some of their first editions. It was the funniest thing ever because you're looking at this guy who loves to play, like when his students choose something with like a huge beat and a lot of drum, he's very, very excited. And then we found out he was the biggest Huey Lewis fan on the face of the earth. And it just kind of threw me for a second because I was like, look at Huey Lewis, transcend everybody. I mean, he's just that kind of guy, right? But I do really, really love Huey Lewis. I've always thought he was one of those more upstanding guys. And he didn't seem to always be the guy who had the ego, especially even when he was at the top of his game, right?
I mean, have we ever heard anything bad about Huey Lewis?
He was just a dude making music, right? Yeah. He was just a dude who wanted to make really great music. And over the course of the years, he doesn't do very much with music anymore because he actually lost his hearing due to music. Mm-hmm. So that's the unfortunate part. I mean, we just watched a documentary on Huey Lewis. Oh gosh, it's not really been that long ago, probably less than a year, because in my world that's not that long ago. It's probably been less than a year, and they talked a little bit about how he got his start and the fact that he was going to school for engineering and then basically just quit to the dismay of his family and was like, no, I'm going to pursue this music thing. Didn't go outstanding to start things out, and then all of a sudden they had their big 80s album where all their big hits came from, and he became Huey Lewis. But then over the course of time, he lost his hearing because of being in sound booths, because of always having the headphones on. Yep. And he would still love to be out there doing some of those small venues and shows because there's obviously a Huey Lewis fan base yet from the 1980s. He just can't do it because he can't hear anything in the monitors anymore, which is unfortunate because I'd pay money to go see Huey Lewis perform. Yeah. And I might even take my husband and not make him wear an I Love Donnie t-shirt. Like he's going to when he takes me to New Kids on the Block.
That would maybe be out of place at a Huey Lewis show.
Sure. Still
I mean,
worth
I know
it,
you're
though.
Not supposed to wear the t-shirt of the band or artist that you're going to see, but the New Kids shirt might be.
But it's worth it to see Corey Hartman in a photo, Finn. So worth it.
You have to take a selfie when you go to that show.
Of
you
course,
have to.
Of course we will be doing that.
An interesting documentary. And, you know, I mean, Huey Lewis, he's got a good voice. I mean, he's got, you know, it's a very soulful. There was a lot of talent in that room, I got to tell you. You know, I mean, when you've got Steve Perry and you've got Huey Lewis and you've got, you know, such talent, Stevie Wonder. I mean, wow. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, to be a fly on the wall. And another interesting part of the documentary is they all kind of keep waiting for Prince to show up.
Sure.
Because if they had gotten Prince, you know, I mean, this is mid-80s when Michael Jackson and Prince were kind of duking it out.
Right, and that's kind of the rumor as to why Prince didn't attend, is because Michael was partially in charge of this project, helped write it, was going to be there, and rumor has it that was why Prince actually didn't attend the We Are the World recording.
But it's kind of interesting because Sheila E.'s there, and in the recent interviews that they do with her, she talks about it, and she kind of felt like, because she didn't get to sing, she just got to sing on the chorus. Okay, and she talks about it, and she was making phone calls to Prince, you know, you gotta come to the studio, you gotta come to the studio, and he was kind of back and forth on it, and then all of a sudden he says he wants to play guitar on the song. Okay, but he wants to do it in a separate room, right? And no, they can't do it in a separate room. So, and then Sheila E. is there, and they're kind of still going back and forth. And Sheila E. reveals that she felt like she was just invited to the session because they thought that she would be able to get Prince to come to the recording session.
Right.
But it never happens. He doesn't show up. And yeah, I mean,
interesting. Wow. You know, and here's the other thing, too. You got to wonder about Prince. Michael Jackson may have had a part of maybe a little to do with him not showing up. But we also found out over the years since he's passed away how many projects he was involved with and how much money he actually donated to different groups over the course of his career. So mm-hmm. you got to wonder, too, if Prince was like, I don't need to be on this. I'm already doing my own thing. Because we all know that Prince, as wonderful as he was, he also put himself in a kind of a different echelon as everybody else, right? Like he thought of himself as being who he was. He knew exactly who he was and the things he was doing in this world. So you got to just kind of wonder if in his mind he was like, I don't need Michael. I don't need this. Yeah. I can do my own thing, you know, because that would be a very Prince, as we've learned about him over the course of time. That would be kind of a Prince-like attitude to have towards things, right?
Totally.
And not to have to deal with Michael Jackson and be involved in any of his projects, because I could see Prince a little bit, just again knowing what we know about him, being like, no, that's his project, I'm gonna go over here and do my kind of thing. Right?
Yeah,
because they just didn't get along in that respect, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And by the way, there's a Purple Rain stage musical that apparently is going to have its pre-Broadway world premiere in Prince's hometown in 2025. So I know you went to go see the Michael Jackson show when you were.
Yes, it was great. No, I'm very excited about the Prince one. I'm very excited about the Prince show coming, because I think that's going to be phenomenal. When Corey and I were in Dallas, the day we left, they were going to have the off-Broadway version of the Tina Turner musical in Dallas. And Corey looked at me and I'm like, we have to go home. I'm going home. We're out of clothes. Let's just get out of here. But we looked it up and they're actually going to be doing the Tina Turner show in Madison and in Milwaukee and up in Appleton as well, the off-Broadway. Yeah. It all corresponds right around the same time as our anniversary and his birthday. So I think we're going to try to catch one of those shows off-Broadway as well, because we're huge Tina Turner fans as well. And I was like, well, that seems like a fun way to celebrate. Yeah. So I think we're going to do that. We're very excited about the Prince show coming, the Purple Rain. I think that's going to be phenomenal. And again, because it was just so good and I'm going to implore anybody to, if you get to New York, or if you ever see an off-Broadway production of the Michael Jackson Broadway production, it is amazing. You will not regret seeing it, especially if you're, even if you're not a huge fan of Michael Jackson, but just a fan of the late 80s, early 90s, definitely worth your time. The music in itself is just sensational. And they do pull a few other 80s songs into there. Obviously, it's predominantly Michael Jackson music, but it's phenomenal. So if they can do that with the Purple Rain show and do the same type of thing with Prince, totally in on that one. So I bet
Corey wishes that they would have went ahead with that Hall & Oates musical, because there was one that was supposed to happen but never did.
Right? Well, that's because John and Daryl couldn't get along long enough to like actually make some decisions together. They would have maybe had to talk or interact with one another.
And
then
they were
restraining
both
order.
At the We Are the World sessions too.
Yes, they were getting along at that point. Now that restraining order that John has on Daryl, probably crazy, or vice versa, anyway, probably not going to go so well in making a musical. We contemplated seeing the Back to the Future musical on Broadway as well, but Michael Jackson obviously won out, because we're all huge Michael Jackson fans. So the best part about the entire show was sitting next to Dexter, and he was really sick when we went to that show. It was like the first day of illnesses, so we'd kept him kind of low and, you know, in the room to let him rest, and then we kind of emerged him into the public light later in the day. But the best part about that whole show was sitting next to him, because the kid loves music. So just watching him like tap out the rhythms and really get into it and stuff, that's always my favorite part of seeing musical based shows like that. Cool. Hey, we got to take a look at the forecast right now, Finn, because, well, speaking of favorite things, this is going to be an amazing next couple of days, especially for February. Mostly cloudy and 50 today, then cloudy tonight down to 41. Some scattered light rain possible tomorrow with a high near 55. So if you have any little remaining snowbanks in the yard, probably not going to last much longer. And then as we look ahead on Friday, mostly cloudy, a high near 46. Right now, it's 31.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, halfway through another work week. Working our way to a weekend. It's Men Without Hats.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. Feel neat from our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. And Finn, I'm sure you know this because it was the day you proposed to your lovely wife. But Valentine's Day is just a week out, so you got to prepare accordingly.
I am aware, if you haven't.
You'll never forget the day ever in your life. Now, if you don't know what you're buying your sweetheart, you might want to get on that. We already know that what we're going to be buying ourselves, though. According to a poll done by CandyStore.com, 47% of us are just going to buy ourselves some chocolate for Valentine's Day. We're not going to worry about our significant other, our partner. We're just going to take it upon ourselves to make sure that we're happy on Valentine's Day, which totally makes sense. I mean, I'm down for that because you
want
exactly
to risk it. I mean, no, you just make sure that you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And I'm fasting right now. So Corey knows he better not bring any sort of chocolate into the house, at least until for about another 15 days. So he can handle that. And we've talked about the fact that I don't do flowers. He usually brings them to me if he's going to go that route, simply because, well, we have a lot of bad experiences with flowers being delivered to our house. So not anything from the florist, just my own stupidity is essentially what it is. I mean, we're talking sprained ankles over the deal and everything else. So
this sounds interesting.
Well, it was a great story, and I'll quickly tell it before we talk about the show, because I brought it up. Now I feel like I have to tell it before chocolate. Yeah. So this was actually my birthday, and Max was just a baby. He was born in January. This was late October, so he was a few months old, going on a year. Max was not a good sleeper ever in his entire life. Never, 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 never. Sometimes we would stay up for 2 and 3 days at a time. I mean, it was just something that we had to deal with when he was a baby. Looking back on it now, we already could tell he was on the spectrum because he exhibited a lot of the signs that kids on the spectrum do, even at a really young age. So on my birthday this particular year, we had been up for probably 2 or 3 days straight. And Corey and I would take shifts because I was still doing morning radio at the time. So he would help me out as much as he could. And so I got done at the station, went home. Corey was still with Max. And he said, "What are you going to do today for your birthday?" And I looked at Max, who had dark circles like down to his mouth at this point, because 3 days of not sleeping will do that to somebody. I also looked in the mirror at myself. Mm-hmm. And I said to Corey, I think we're going to chill out today, probably have our little mid-morning snack, play a little bit, read some books, have some lunch, watch some Sesame Street. Then I said, I am going to hold him as tight as I possibly can, and he and I are going to finally go to sleep. Because he was rubbing his eyes, he was doing all of that, right? So we accordingly go about this plan, and it's about 1 p.m, and I turn off everything but the PBS, because all the kids' shows were playing. I hold him as tight as I can. I make him put his little hands down, because he did anything he could to distract himself. I make him put his little hands down, and I'm basically, even though he's older, you're basically doing some sort of like swaddling, right?
Yeah.
Yes, basically, even though he's much older, just to get him to relax. And you could feel him kind of succumb to it, because his body would just release finally, and it was just like having a sack of potatoes in your lap. And so I finally got him to go to sleep. I rocked him and I rocked him and I rocked him to make sure that the kid was completely clunked out, right, before I try to put him down, because he was pretty infamous for all of a sudden his eyes popping open as soon as you put him down. Mm-hmm. So I get him in his crib. I turn on his classical baby CD, so he's got some light music. I shut the door. I turn the blinds so that everything's dark. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go sit down here for a minute, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the recliner. I put my feet up, and all of a sudden I hear something outside. We had a huge picture window in our house, and I look out, and it's the flower shop van. Well, the doorbell in our house was right outside Max's room, because it was in the hallway, right? It was right outside his room. And I see them coming to the door, and I throw the footrest down.
No.
Exactly. Don't ring the doorbell, because this kid is finally asleep. Yeah. It's only been an hour. So I throw the footrest down and I stand up, not realizing that my foot was asleep, completely asleep. I go to take a step, and all I hear is a loud crack, thinking I probably broke my ankle, when in fact it was sprained to the point it almost looked like it was broken. I ended up in an air cast for like 4 days just trying to get to the door so they wouldn't ring the doorbell. Long story short, they end up ringing the doorbell. Max ends up waking up anyway. My husband has to come home from work to take me to the emergency room, because now my ankle is the size of a watermelon. So that was pretty much how that birthday went down, and Corey has vowed to never ever send me flowers again.
All because you wanted the kiddo to sleep.
That's right. That's right. I gave up a lot just to get an hour of sleeping out of Max. I'm telling you, it was always worth it, though, because we both needed it. At any rate, when it comes to Valentine's Day this year, don't send the flowers and have a horrific story like that.
Yeah.
Make sure you buy yourself your own chocolate, all right? Now, candystore.com also looked at the most popular Valentine's Day candy in all 50 states. And as usual, two types dominated. Heart-shaped boxes of candies are number one in 14 states and also in D.C. Conversation Hearts, the big one in 13 states, and they represent about 10% of all of the candy sold. Hershey Kisses are the most popular in 8 states. M&M's the most popular in 6 states. You got Chocolate Hearts, which are the big thing in 4 different states. Chocolate Roses, which are big in 3 states. And then 2 states prefer a candy that didn't rank first anywhere else. Candy Necklaces in Alabama, that checks. And Cupid Corn in Michigan. Now, that's candy corn, but obviously it's red, pink, and white. So there you go. Now, I was looking at this particular breakdown, and I love to do the states that are around us and look at Wisconsin and Men Without Hats. That was a really short song, so I didn't get to get through my entire list of states around us. But here in Wisconsin, Hershey Kisses are number one, followed by those Conversation Hearts, and then, interestingly enough, a Ghirardelli gift box. Apparently, these people have never been to Baraboo Candy, and they would forget the Ghirardelli. Yeah. Anyway, in Minnesota, M&M's are the most popular, followed by the heart-shaped box of chocolates, and then the Conversation Hearts. In Iowa, they love their M&M's, and then they love Conversation Hearts, followed by, again, another gift box. And I was trying to do Illinois and all of that kind of stuff. Men Without Hats needed to give me like another minute or so on that song. Illinois, their big one is Chocolate Hearts, followed by Conversation Hearts, and then M&M's. And then, of course, if you look at Michigan, they love the Cupid Corn. Okay, we'll go with that for a minute. Yeah. I wonder if there's a discrepancy between the Lower Peninsula, though, and the Upper Peninsula. That would be interesting to find out.
Because
they
also
like, yeah, maybe. They like their heart-shaped box of chocolates. That came in second, and also their Conversation Hearts, which came in third. And then I always like to check my home state of South Dakota, because South Dakota always seems like kind of an outlier or anomaly in most things. And in this particular one, they kind of fall in there, but Conversation Hearts is their most popular candy, followed by Hershey Kisses and then Chocolate Hearts. So, I mean, if you flip those around and put the chocolate first, that's probably good. But, you know, it's maybe how a lot of South Dakotans are, you know, expressing their love for one another with the Conversation Heart. Who knows, right? Share it with the cow out in the field. There you go. So that's what we're going to be purchasing this year for Valentine's Day. I mean, if it's chocolate, can you really go wrong, though? That's the question.
So if you weren't fasting and you didn't have to be particular with the diet, you don't have a child that needs to fall asleep again, at least. I don't know where Dexter is these days.
But I hope they can do it on their own now.
So what would your jam be out of all those?
Out of those? Probably none of them. I would go for a nice Mounds, put a ribbon on it, call it a day, and I'm good.
You're good.
I love dark chocolate. I love coconut. I know it's not for everybody, but I love a good Mounds. That would be my go-to. Yeah. And if you're going to go with strictly Valentine's Day, get me a nice box of assorted chocolates. You know, like the ones with the caramel on the inside, maybe some coconut, because again, it's kind of my thing. And I would be a very happy camper. That would make me, I mean, I'm probably going to eat it all in one sitting, but that's well, besides the point. Yeah. That's besides the point. But no, those would be kind of my go-tos on chocolates. I love that kind of stuff. So there you go, people. Start shopping accordingly. You have 1 week left, so make sure you make a count. If not, give them a gift card. Let them go buy their own thing. Because it sounds like we're going to anyway. I just love that we take it upon ourselves to go buy ourselves whatever we want as far as the candy goes. And then your significant other or, you know, a friend might also buy you chocolate. So it's like a double win on Valentine's Day. I don't know.
I'm sure Baraboo Candy sells gift certificates.
That's right. See? If we're gonna give Hallmark more money for a greeting card holiday, we might as well make ourselves happy with double the chocolate at the same time. Just saying. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast. It looks like we're going to stick in the 50s for the next couple of days. Clouds also going to hang around, too. Maybe some light rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a vacant lot online-only auction for a lot near Dutch Hollow Lake. It ends at 11 a.m. Online bidding is open at our website at gavinbros.com. Then tomorrow on Thursday, we have a drop-off day for our February gun consignment auction. We're accepting firearms, hunting-related memorabilia, ammunition, and more from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at a Reedsburg auction facility. Also have another real estate auction tomorrow, two Victorian-style homes in the city of Reedsburg. That online-only auction ends at 11 a.m. And then on Friday is our drop-off day for our February farm consignment auction. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, UTVs, lawn and garden equipment, and much more. That is at our Reedsburg auction facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Friday. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team fell on the road to McFarland, 69-67, the result there. Sauk Prairie also loses on the road as Eagles drop one to the Vikings of Mount Horeb, 71-56. Reedsburg victorious at home with a 59-48 win over Edgewood. And Portage beat up by Stoughton, 61-32 on the road. Girls basketball from a night ago, Wisconsin Dells goes to Sauk Prairie and leaves with a 63-42 victory. Barneville 51-36 win over Mount Horeb. And Lakeside Lutheran falls at home to Stoughton 47-34. Boys hockey last night, Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells with a 3-1 win at Pierce Park against Baraboo Portage. Also on the ice for the boys, Monroe 7-3 win over Sauk Prairie. And on the girls' side, it was the Badger Lightning with a big 6-5 win at Viroqua. Bucks fall on a late one at Phoenix last night, 114-106 to the Suns. Devin Booker had 32 and Kevin Durant added 28 for the Suns. Giannis had 34 points and 10 boards. Malik Beasley was the next highest scorer with 22, with Damian Lillard out for this game. And Chris Middleton left the game early with a sprained ankle. Bucks will host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. And this evening, it's the Badger men in Ann Arbor going against Michigan. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off for that one. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be mostly cloudy, but it's also going to be warm today. Our high 50 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, scattered off and on light rain with a high of 55. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 46. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
7:47 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. The Whispers now. This is Rock Steady on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 right now. And Finn, we have to do a little celebrating today with this birthday list. There's some good ones on this list, some big names. Before we jump into that, though, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So we're going to start with the celebrities. Isaiah Thomas is the first name on the list, of course, an NBA All-Star. He's not signed with any teams at the moment. He can actually get away with signing 10-day contracts when the mood suits him. Most recently, the Lakers, the Mavericks, and then the Hornets. He's celebrating his 35th birthday today. Deborah Ann Woll, who plays Karen Page on Marvel's Netflix shows Daredevil and The Punisher. Never seen either one of those. Might have to get a month of Netflix just so we can watch the We Are the World documentary. Corey also still wants to see the Wham documentary, which I believe is on Netflix too. Deborah Ann Woll is also one of the victims in the movie Escape Room. She's celebrating her 39th birthday. Ashton Kutcher is celebrating today. Of course, we love him from That 70s Show. I know he's been in a lot of other things, but he's always going to be the star of that to most people, right? He's celebrating his 46th birthday today. Steve Nash, who is an NBA Hall of Famer. He also coached for the Brooklyn Nets. He's celebrating his 50th birthday today. Comedian Chris Rock is celebrating his 59th birthday. Probably still recovering from the Will Smith slap a couple years ago. Garth Brooks also celebrating a birthday today. Garth Brooks is 62 years old, by the way. I mean, I get it. It just seems like he shouldn't be that old. Of course, I don't think I should be as old as I am either. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But 62 for Garth Brooks today. I'm not a huge country fan, but I think everybody can get behind Garth Brooks a little bit, right? I mean, he was pretty awesome, pretty talented. Gave
Except
us a lot
for
of pretty.
Chris Gaines. That whole thing was kind of weird.
But I get it. I also get why he did it. It was weird, but I get why he did it, because he wanted to make music that was outside of what he had currently been doing. And if he would have released anything as Garth Brooks, it would have flopped too. I mean, and there would have been a huge pushback. So I kind of get why he did it. It was weird, and the music wasn't that great, and he definitely leaned more country, and he should have stayed there. But I understand why he tried to do it too. I mean, there is that aspect of it. Eddie Izzard, who's a British comedian, he played Master Thief Roman Nagel in Ocean's 12 and Ocean's 13. He's celebrating his 62nd birthday today. Oh, I love James Spader. Oh, he's one of my favorites. He's also celebrating today. He is 64 years old, currently on The Blacklist, but I think that show is finally coming to an end. We used to watch that show faithfully, and then it's like anything else. It just got kind of weird, and then we couldn't keep up with it. Now I know it's streams, so I could probably rewatch it, but then they lost a lot of their main stars, so it got kind of weird that way as well. But love James Spader. So, so talented. He's also Ultron in Avengers, Age of Ultron, Alan Shore on Boston Legal. He was in Robert California on The Office, which was weird when they brought him in. It was like they were trying to get him to save the show, but it didn't quite work. And then, of course, I mean, his career goes all the way back to the 1980s. I remember him starring in movies like Pretty in Pink with
all
Molly
those
Ringwald.
John Hughes movies. He was always the character that we loved to hate.
He was the obnoxious
the
one,
rich,
right?
Snob character.
And he played it so well with his full head of blonde hair. But I do love James Spader.
He was excellent. comment on Boston Legal.
Oh, yeah.
And him and Shatner really had a good chemistry together.
Agreed. And I loved him when we watched the first few seasons of The Blacklist. He was one of those characters, again, that you kind of love to hate because he was evil and awful, but at the same time, he was actually trying to do good, even if it was for himself and his benefit. So I really did love the first few seasons of that show as well. And then we round out our celebrity list with Robert Smigel, who is Triumph the insult comic dog. He is celebrating his 64th birthday today as well. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, it's always very easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast right now, mostly cloudy today, 50 for a high, so definitely not bad. Cloudy tonight down to 41, and then we could see some scattered light rain tomorrow, kind of one of those on and off shower type days, 55 for a high. Looking ahead to Friday, mostly cloudy, 46. Right now, it's 31. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carryout. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m., plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, eggs, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Maximum music, Max FM.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a broom. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Thank you.